This is URN.
The Big Picture Breakdown.
Decided we're going to discuss Marie Le Pen and something French. In 144 commitments published on Saturday, she says that she would drastically curb migration, expel all illegal immigrants, and restrict certain rights on how all residents, including free education to French citizens. National Front government would also take France out of the Eurozone, hold a referendum on EU membership, and slap taxes on imports and on job contracts. So what do you guys make of her views on globalisation in France? Is it similar to what we're seeing in the UK?
I think it's quite apt what she's saying, actually. It's in line with what a lot of people are actually thinking. She's anti-EU, she's pro-stricter immigration, she's pro-security, she's against Islamic fundamentalism. In fact, she's saying Islamic fundamentalism. She's getting to the root of the problem. And quite frankly, Le Pen, although I doubt she'll actually win, she's got a very good shot.
As to whether she has a good shot, I think she definitely has a good shot of getting through the first round because the vote will be split amongst all candidates. Second round, I don't see it happening simply because, and we've seen this before with her father in power in 2002, when he managed to get into power into the second round of voting, there was a humongous landslide for Jacques Chirac simply because anybody other than Le Pen. In terms of whether she's hitting the nail on the head with the public sentiment, I think... And this is, I mean, it's part of a long-term strategy for the Front National because they have spent the years since Marine Le Pen took over from her father sort of trying to distance themselves from a formerly very nationalist party. And they're still very nationalist in the way that they are in terms of their very... they consider themselves patriotic, they consider themselves the defenders of the French identity and the French culture, but they have brought themselves in line sort of with society's general mistrust.
France is in a police state at the minute, and they're the only ones essentially because of the terrorists that they're on the highest alert in of any European country. Don't you think that her standing up against what she calls Islamic fundamentalism and the fears that she has about the freedom of movement, do you think that's legitimate? I think it is.
I think it's legitimate to be worried about these sorts of things, but I think a lot of people are still very concerned with Marine Le Pen, that it is all smoke and mirrors, that essentially she says Islamic fundamentalism, she means Islam, she says that she's upset with the government for their immigration policies, she's upset with the immigrants. And I think a lot of people still feel that sort of general mistrust. I think maybe they have, considering the media climate and the political climate, people... I don't blame people for feeling this way, but I also feel that the way that Marine Le Pen has been addressing people and the rhetoric she uses only goes to further pronounce the divide between politics and the people.
A lot of news outlets from around the world always point to the fact that her father, yes, was in the final two in 2002 election and obviously was defeated. We were in a much better position financially, socially in 2002 than we are in 2017. We didn't have Trump in the White House. We didn't have Brexit. The European Union at the time in Britain was a popular thing. It was the Euro was new and it was all like, oh, let's all come together. And you're living in a completely different world. They're looking in a very good position in France. And the problem is that people often see France as one kind of opinion. And the issue is that outside of Paris, you have the west of France, the north of France and the south of France having very different opinions on what is French life, what is French values. I think that it would be very naive to think that you can automatically rule her out.
When she talks about Islamic fundamentalism, that has a different meaning in France than it does anywhere else, because they are already infringing on the way that women can dress. So what more is she going to do than say, hey, you can't wear what you want to wear?
Well, actually, in a speech that the BBC reported, she was talking about the French way of life. There was actually a BBC report talking about outside Paris, in the suburbs, there's sometimes cafes seek to segregate men and women because... of various ethnic practices and stuff like that. What she's saying in generally about the French way of life, that they're not going to accept any sort of gender sort of separation in cafes or in what is commonplace in Arabic countries. She's not going to accept veils and the burqa or the bikini or whatever, and she's not going to accept any expansion of mosques. Well, actually would find quite a lot of French people support that, and they would call that fundamentalism. It's how the French
your religion in a democratic state.
No. I never said
that's essentially what she's stopping by not letting people wear the burqa. She's stopping Muslims from practicing their religion.
If you come to France, right, you need to respect that France is a secular country.
If you want to immigrate to the country you're immigrating to, you don't immediately have the right to immigrate there. If you want to immigrate there, you need to be able to integrate with the
society
that you're
going to.
All
I'm saying is that you've got to respect the culture of the country you're in.
I completely agree with Emma, because really, are they going to stop Christian fundamentalism and more churches being built? That's not part of the French society.
If you argue Christian fundamentalism versus Islamic fundamentalism, if the most fundamental belief of your religion is to do these atrocities, then I don't know why we're calling it that if it's fundamental.
This is the point I was going to ask next. Why is she calling it Islamic fundamentalism? It's Islamic extremism, not fundamentalism.
That's another thing you could argue, because in the majority of Islamic run nations, I saw a very interesting study. Percentage of people who are in favour of homosexuality being illegal. In Britain, it's 51% of Muslims. That's the majority, not a minority. So that's not extremism. It's in every country, I think it's something above 75% of people say you should always obey your husband if you're a wife. They're in favour of Sharia law, and if you look at Sharia law, it's not a good thing. If it's majority, I wouldn't call it extremism. Every person you meet in England day to day are normal practicing people, like they would be a normal practicing Christian.
In comparison to British values, British Christian,
it's extremism because they're blowing people up.
Is it extremism in the religion, or is it extremism in comparison to traditional British Christian values?
It's extremism in the religion.
I would call it not extremism within the religion, because the majority of religion if you ask the majority of Muslim countries, do you sympathise with this Charlie Hebdo? Do you think they should be prosecuted for such things, i.e. free speech? The overwhelming majority is yes, they should be prosecuted for free speech. I wouldn't call that extremism. I would call that the majority. However, the argument given to me is, within British values, yes, I would call it extremism, because I don't want those kind of views brought to England.
And that's what she's saying. Le Pen is saying our French values need to be respected.
I've just had a text about that as well. So. Secular doesn't mean no one can practice their religion. It means that laws are not supposed to favour one religion over another. Mm-hmm. So Phil's argument that because France is a secular state, individuals should not have their religious freedom. Seems ridiculous.
I think what he was implying was that their religious freedoms should comply with the secular state. If you infringe on other people, then it's bad.
I'm saying, if I went over and I was a vicar and I went over to the Middle East and I wanted to plant church there, I would be fully aware of the country I was
in. Different cultures, though.
But you're saying different cultures. What about the French culture?
And I'm not saying that people of other religions should force their religions on Western society, but they should be able to work within these boundaries. But the beauty of Western society, the beauty of democracy is that people can practice their religions and wear a burqa and build mosques without being stopped by the government, which is exactly what Le Pen wants to do.
No, I don't believe that, because what is happening is that I think the boundary should not be set by the religion. The society should set the boundary. And yes, I'm not saying religion should conform to society, but they should be fully respectful of the society they're in.
I'm slightly confused by the position you're taking, because as far as I'm aware, you're against big government and government infringing on people's rights. So why do you want the government to say it's not okay to be a Muslim in France?
He's saying the right of the immigrant. They don't have the right to immigrate to the country that they're immigrating to.
But it's different when it becomes a police state and the police...
That's a classic argument. It's just...
No, it's not the classic argument. You can see police telling people not to wear the burqa. So that is a police state, isn't it?
It was the face veil rather than the the headscarf.
I have to take when I went to France, I had to take off a baseball cap when I went indoors.
But that's not comparable. You can't compare a baseball cap and a burqa.
You should be able to wear what he wants.
That's based on a certain liberal value, not on what should. You're saying what should be, not what is. Mm. And if you try and. I think what Phil is trying to say is, if you try to condescend to countries with certain values, no, you should be like this. Don't be shocked when a party gets popular.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, we quite like the way it is, and if you don't like it, you don't have to live here.
It's a bit hypocritical of us. Me and Eamon went to Malaysia for a year. Drinking was banned on our campus and in our area, but we drank anyway. We didn't follow their culture, so I think it's a bit hypocritical.
Just also, all of this argument presupposes that Muslims are only immigrants. There are French people that are Muslims. So, actually, I don't think we should be framing this conversation in the fact that it's immigrants and that, hey, if you don't want to respect the rights of France, you can just leave. Sorry, but there are French Muslims.
Yeah, but there's also British Muslims who've gone over to Syria and fighting for ISIS. We don't separate. We're seeing something that's not acceptable to the values of the country, and I'm saying merely that you should respect the values of the country that you're living in, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're a British citizen or a French citizen. That's all I'm saying.
Except we don't have a specific value over what we can wear on our head. We have a specific value about the liberty to choose what we wear and to choose how we identify ourselves and to choose how we want to present ourselves in society. And quite frankly, if people are thinking too hard about the person over there that's wearing a burqa because that's how they identify, then I think they need to find other things to worry about.